Chapter 16. Friday 2. How to do interviewing. Michael Margolis is good at having conversations. He smiles a lot and asks lots of questions. He asks you questions like, where do you live? What's it like to live there? And where do you work? Why did you choose that job? After the conversation has finished, you suddenly realize that you were talking the whole time. You also realize that you did not learn much about him. Michael really is a friendly person, and he really is interested in other people. But that is not the whole story. He has taught himself to be good at having conversations. Michael works with us at GV, and we have watched him interviewing customers hundreds of times. And when you watch him while he is interviewing customers, you realize how clever he is. He has thought about how he asks questions, for example, what words to use, and how to say them. He has even thought about his body language, for example, when to smile, nod, and look the customer in the eyes. Everything that Michael says and does in an interview helps customers think aloud and give their honest opinions. For more than 25 years, Michael has done research in many different companies. He joined GV in 2010. Since then, he has changed how he does research so that it works well for the startups that we work with. Now, the way he does research is fast, and it is easy for other people to learn how to do it. Michael has taught product managers, engineers, designers, and many other people how to do these interviews. In this chapter, we will share some of Michael's secrets with you. Michael always organizes his interviews in the same way. It does not matter what kind of customer he is talking to or what kind of product he is testing. There are 5 steps in the process, like the 5 acts in an old play at the theater. So, we call this process the 5-act interview. The 5-act interview. The 5-act interview helps the customer to relax. It also lets us get some information about the customer. Finally, it helps us to make sure that we have discussed the whole prototype and not just parts of it. This is how it works. 1. Welcome the customer in a friendly way. 2. Ask the customer some questions about himself or herself. 3. Introduce the prototype. 4. Give the customer some tasks. These tasks show how the customer is reacting to the prototype. 5. Have a quick debrief to get the customer's most important thoughts and opinions. On Friday, the work happens in 2 rooms. In the sprint room, the team watches the interviews over live video. You will need to ask the customer if it is okay for you to record and play the video. The interview happens in a 2nd, smaller room. The interview room. Interview room. Customer. Prototype. Interviewer. Sprint room. Team. Taking notes. Live video. Prototype and customer. You do not need lots of technology. We use a normal laptop with a camera and simple software for meetings. Sometimes the interviewer and the customer are in a different building, or even a different city. Michael has done interviews in hospitals, hotels, and many other places. Because the sprint team is watching the interview on video, it does not matter where the interview is happening. But it does matter that the interviewer and the customer are sitting next to each other, and they are speaking to each other in a relaxed way. The interview is not a group exercise. It is a conversation between two people. One person from your team can be the interviewer for the whole day, or two people can share the job. Here is some more information about the five acts. Act 1. Welcome the customer. For customers to be honest and tell the interviewer what they really think, they will need to feel relaxed. So, the first job of the interviewer is to welcome the customer and make them feel relaxed. For example, the interviewer can welcome the customer with a hello and some friendly talk about the weather. The interviewer also needs to smile a lot. When the customer has sat down, the interviewer should say something like this. Thanks for coming today. We're always trying to make our products better, so it is really important to get your honest opinions. This interview will be pretty informal. I'll ask a lot of questions, but I'm not testing you. I'm actually testing this product. If you do not understand anything, it's not your fault. In fact, it will help us to find problems that we need to solve. I'll start with some questions, then I'll show you some things that we're working on. Do you have any questions before we begin? Before you continue, remember to ask the customer if it is okay to record the interview. Act 2. Ask questions about the customer. After the introduction, you will want to show the customer your prototype, but you need to wait. Instead, start slowly and ask some questions about the customer's life. Find out what they are interested in and what they do in their free time. These questions will help you to understand them better and will explain the reasons for some of their comments. Start with the friendly talk and then change to questions about the customer that will help you with the sprint. If you do it right, customers will not realize that the interview has started. Instead, it will feel like a normal conversation. In our sprint for a gym training app, we wanted to find out more about what the customers thought about doing exercise. We asked questions like this. What kind of work do you do? How long have you been doing that? What do you do when you're not working? What do you do to stay fit? Have you used any apps to help you stay fit? Which ones? What did you want the apps to help you to do? What did you like or dislike about them? Did you pay for them? Why? Why not? As you can see, Michael started with the friendly talk. What kind of work do you do? Then he moved the conversation to the subject of fitness. What do you do to stay fit? As he asked each question, he smiled, nodded, and looked the customer in the eyes. When he did this, it encouraged the customer to answer his questions. These questions make the customer feel more relaxed, but often, they will also help you to understand how your product will be part of your customer's life. And they might also help you to learn what the customer thinks about your competitors. Act 3. Introduce the prototype. Now you are ready to start discussing the prototype with the customer. This is how Michael begins. Would you be happy to look at some prototypes? He uses this very polite language to make the customer feel comfortable. The customer is allowing the interviewer to ask questions. The interviewer is not telling the customer what to do. What happens if you built a prototype on Thursday that looks real but is not real? This is not a problem, because the customer will forget that the product is not real as soon as they start using it. However, if you warn customers at the start that some things might not work, they will give you honest feedback. So it is important to say to the customer, some things in the prototype might not work well yet. When we come to something that's not working yet, I'll tell you. It is important to explain to the customer that the product you are testing is a prototype and that it is not finished yet. This also makes the interviewer's job easier if there is a problem during the test. Problems often happen during the interview. For example, sometimes products break or the customer is unable to use them for another reason. Remind the customer that you are testing the prototype and you are not testing them. You can say, there are no right or wrong answers. I didn't design this product, so I won't be upset if you find problems with it. In fact, please be as honest as possible. It is important to say, I didn't design this, in case the customer is worried about making the interviewer feel bad. If the interviewer worked on the product on Thursday, they should still say, I didn't design this, even though they actually did. Do not worry. You will be lying for a good reason. The interviewer should also remind the customer to think aloud. While we are working, please think aloud. Tell me what you're trying to do. And tell me how you think you can do it. If you get confused or don't understand something, please tell me. If you see things that you like, tell me that too. When customers think aloud, this really helps us. It is useful to see when customers are having problems and when they are successfully using your prototype. But it is even more useful to hear what the customers are thinking while they are trying the product. Act 4. Give the customer some tasks. In the real world, customers will find, try, and decide about your product on their own. You will not be there to help them. You can recreate this experience of customers working alone in your interview. To do this, you give your customers realistic tasks to do. When you explain the tasks, it is not a good idea to tell customers what to do. Instead, you want to watch customers deciding how to use the prototype on their own, without your help. Here is an example of how the interviewer gets a customer to start a task. Imagine that you have just found this product in the App Store. How are you going to decide if you want to try it? After the interviewer has asked this question, the customer reads the app description and comments on it. Then they add the app to their phone or computer and start using it. The "How are you going to decide?" question encourages the customer to behave normally and think aloud while trying the product. If the interviewer had said, "Read the app description. Now, add the app to your phone. Now fill in your name," the results would have been much less useful. Also, the tasks would have been much more boring for both the customer and the interviewer. As the customer continues the task, the interviewer should ask questions to help them to think aloud. What is this? What is it for? What do you think of that? What do you expect that will do? So, what are you thinking while you're looking at this? What are you looking for? What are you going to do next? Why? These questions are easy to answer. Customers will not think that there is a right answer that they need to give. So, they will be able to work and think aloud, without worrying. Act 5. Quick debrief. To end the interview, ask the customer a few questions. You will see and hear a lot during each interview. This means that it is difficult to choose the most important things that happened, both good and bad. When you have a debrief, your customers can help you to refocus on everything that you heard. Here are some of Michael's debrief questions. What did you like about this product? What did you dislike? How would you describe this product to a friend? If you had 3 magic wishes to improve this product, what would they be? This last magic wishes question does not mean that you are allowing the customer to decide the future of your product. Instead, this question helps customers to tell you what changes they would like to see. But only you will decide if you want to use these suggestions. And if you do decide to use their suggestions, only you will decide how to use them. If you are testing 2 or more prototypes in your interviews, review each one. Remind the customer what happened during the interviews. Ask these questions. How would you compare these different products? What are the good points and bad points of each product? Which parts of each product would you combine to create a new, better product? Once you have asked these questions, it is the end of the interview. At the end, the interviewer thanks the customer and gives them the gift. During the conversation, the interviewer needs to encourage the customer to talk. However, the interviewer should not give their own opinions during the interview. Say things like, uh-huh, and mm-hmm, to show the customer that you are listening. But do not say things like, great, or good job. You do not need to take notes. The rest of the team in the sprint room will do this for you. In the next chapter, we will explain how you can understand and use what you have seen in the interviews.